The Random Forest from the last lesson is a committee of independent experts. Grow many full trees, each on its own slice of the data, and average their votes. Every tree is built without knowing anything about the others. Boosting throws out that independence and tries the opposite idea, and it turns out to be one of the most powerful ideas in classical machine learning. In boosting, you build the trees one at a time, in sequence, and each new tree is trained specifically to fix the mistakes the ones before it are still making. It is less a crowd of independent experts and more a relay team, where each runner is handed the exact stretch of ground the previous runners lost. The individual trees can be weak, barely better than guessing, yet chained together this way, they add up to one of the most accurate models you can build. Weak learners made strong. The building block of boosting is a weak learner, a model that does only a little better than chance. In practice, it is a very shallow tree, sometimes a single split, a stump. On its own, it is almost useless. The magic is in the sequence. Build the first weak learner. It gets a lot wrong. Build a second weak learner that concentrates on what the first got wrong. Build a third that concentrates on what the first two together still get wrong. Keep going and add up their contributions. Each learner patches the errors left by the ones before it, and the combined model gets steadily stronger. That is the whole philosophy of boosting. Turn a sequence of weak learners into one strong learner by having each focus on the current errors. Why weak learners and not strong ones? Because boosting already drives the error down aggressively across the whole sequence. If each step were a deep, powerful tree, the ensemble would slam into the training data and overfit almost immediately, leaving nothing for later trees to correct. Keeping each learner deliberately weak makes every step a small, gentle correction. So the ensemble approaches the answer gradually and stays controllable. The strength comes from the length of the chain, not the power of any single link. Two ways to do it. There are two main flavors, and you only need the intuition for each. Ada boost, adaptive boosting, works by reweighting the data. After each weak learner is built, it increases the weight of the examples that learner got wrong, so the next learner is pushed to pay more attention to them. It also weights each learner's vote by how accurate that learner was. The final prediction is the weighted vote of the whole sequence. The hard examples get progressively more focus until the ensemble handles them. Gradient boosting works by chasing the leftover error directly. Each new tree is trained to predict the residuals, the gap between what the ensemble currently predicts and the true answer. You add that tree, scaled down by a learning rate, to the ensemble, which shrinks the error. Then repeat on the new, smaller residuals. If that sounds like the gradient descent from lesson 3, it is exactly that idea. Each tree is a step downhill on the loss, except the steps are whole trees rather than parameter nudges. Gradient boosting is the engine behind the famous libraries XGBoost, LightGBM, CatBoost. Worked example, chasing the residual. Watch gradient boosting close in on a single true value of 70, starting from a rough first guess. Each tree does not try to predict 70 from scratch. It only predicts the error that remains, and adding it nudges the ensemble closer. The residual falls from 10 to 2 to 0.5, and the ensemble walks toward the truth. This is the gradient descent picture again. Repeated small corrections, each one reducing the error, the learning rate, and the overfitting catch. In practice, each tree's contribution is multiplied by a small learning rate before being added, so the ensemble takes many small steps rather than a few big ones, which generalizes better. But this is also where boosting differs sharply from a random forest in a way that matters. A forest cannot really overfit by adding more trees, the averaging just stabilizes. Boosting can overfit, keep adding trees that chase the residuals, and eventually the ensemble starts fitting the noise, driving training error down while test error creeps back up. So boosting needs more careful tuning of the number of trees and the learning rate than a forest does. More power, more responsibility. Bagging versus boosting. The contrast that matters. These two lessons are really one comparison. Both build ensembles of trees. They do it in opposite ways. The one-line version. A forest averages many strong, independent trees to cut variants. Boosting chains, many weak, dependent trees to cut bias. Knowing which problem you have, too much variance or too much bias, tells you which to reach for, and phase 4 makes that diagnosis precise. Why this matters when you use AI. Gradient-boosted trees are not a historical curiosity. They are the reigning champions of tabular data. XGBoost, LightGBM, and CatBoost win the majority of machine learning competitions on structured, spreadsheet-shaped data, and they are everywhere in industry. Fraud detection, credit risk, search ranking, demand forecasting. When you hear the claim that, for tabular data, gradient boosting still beats deep learning, this is the family being talked about. And the deeper connection is worth holding on to. Gradient boosting is gradient descent again. The same engine from lesson 3, here taking steps that are entire trees. The same idea keeps reappearing because it keeps working. Common pitfalls? Confusing boosting with bagging. Bagging is parallel and independent with deep trees. Boosting is sequential and dependent with weak trees. They reduce different errors. Assuming more rounds always help. Unlike a forest, boosting can overfit as you add trees. Watch the test error, not just the training error. Skipping the learning rate tuning. Too large a learning rate overcorrects and overfits. Too small wastes effort. It is a real knob, not a default to ignore. Reaching for boosting when robustness matters more than peak accuracy. A random forest is more forgiving out of the box. Boosting trades that ease for a higher ceiling. What you should remember. Boosting builds weak learners in sequence, each one trained to fix the errors the previous ones still make, adding up to a strong model. AdaBoost reweights the hard examples. Gradient boosting predicts the residual errors, which is literally gradient descent with trees as the steps. Bagging cuts variants with independent trees in parallel. Boosting cuts bias with dependent trees in sequence. That is the contrast to carry. Boosting is more powerful but can overfit, so it needs careful tuning of the number of trees and the learning rate. We have now seen classification by a straight boundary, logistic regression, and by trees, alone, and in ensembles. The next lesson returns to drawing a boundary, but with a distinctive and elegant principle. Instead of just any separating line, find the one with the widest possible gap between the classes. That is the support vector machine, and it closes out this phase on classification.